We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Oregon State Credit Union, serving Western and Central Oregon. Visit OregonStateCU.com. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. And by the Heat Pump Store, your local ductless heating and cooling experts. Join the ductless revolution. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Well, hey, Mike, it's great to be back for another week of the Beaver Sports Podcast, powered by Learfield. I'll tell you what, there's a bye week for the football team, and that kind of opens things up for us. I really like the fact that we can talk about a special team in Oregon State history, and it's being honored, or it was honored earlier this week, the class of 2017 for the Oregon Sports Hall of Fame. The great, my hero, by the way, Bill Shonley, emceeing the event at the Multnomah Athletic Club, and the Beaver baseball team, the championship team from 2006 and 2007, was honored. And, you know, that gives you and I a chance to kind of look back historically, because we were both there. You were very close. We were all a part of that whole thing. I don't know about you, but it seems like it was just yesterday to me. Time goes by quickly.
It does. And the recognition now, some 10 years later, for two teams that feel as though, and I think it's proper, John, that they're being inducted as one, even though they're two teams. Yeah. The late, great Clive Charles national championship team for women's soccer on the Bluff in 2002 was also part of the class of 2017. That was one team. The 05, 06, 07 Beaver baseball teams are three separate teams and seasons with different storylines and so on. But they feel joined together, I think, in our the way we look back and esteem those clubs and that rise. A lot of similar personalities and common players, including Darwin Barney and Mitch Canham, two of the great players and leaders of all three of those teams. But 06-07 going back to back, I think it's proper that they go in a sense as one. And in light of the Beavers going back to back in baseball, we reached out to a couple of people for this edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast outside of the program. We're going to hear from Mitch Canham himself here momentarily. But we've got a perspective from a longtime writer in the state of Oregon and a national baseball writer in Kendall Rogers, who covers the contemporary scene well, but remembers those 06-07 teams and has done his homework and research. But we reached out first to a guy who's been called the godfather of sports in the state of Oregon, Dwight Janes, longtime and outstanding journalist who has seen it all through the years in his time, born and reared in Portland, about the Beavers' accomplishment, achievement, 06-07, in his view, where that stands in the history of achievements in the state of Oregon sports.
You know, Mike, it'd be harder for me to find a bigger achievement. When you put it that way and you start talking about an achievement, you're talking about a program at Oregon State that was slowly building towards something, and I don't know that we really knew how high it would go. And you're talking about a team winning back-to-back national championships that had never, you know, won a game in my lifetime at the College World Series, let alone go all the way and win one, then go all the way and win another one even easier. It caught me so much by surprise, especially teams that were comprised of a lot of local kids. And it did, in my opinion, so much for the local baseball community and I think college baseball in general, for a lot of schools to know that you didn't have to be in the Sun Belt to win a national championship. And the quality of kids that were on those teams, young men that were on those teams, and the kind of coaching that those players got from Pat Casey, it was an amazing achievement. And I'm not sure that I've really witnessed in this state a bigger achievement than that.
And John, I think partly why it resonated so much, it being these back-to-back national titles, Dwight touched on it. We'll hear it from Kendall Rogers, I believe, too. But the Northwest kids, the kids from the state of Oregon, that I just think there was so much pride taken in the whole region over that.
There was the combination of Washington and Oregon. And later on, we'll hear from Kendall Rogers, who's a national writer based out of Texas. He actually brings this point up. So it was obviously a point that was pounded home with Pacific Northwest guys doing this at a Pacific Northwest team. And that's what made it so huge.
And one of those Pacific Northwest kids, Mitch Canham out of Lake Stevens, Washington, great things, as none of us are surprised by, are happening in his post-playing career. Last year, he was one of the top managers in the Mariner system in the Midwest League. This year, the California League Manager of the Year in leading the Mariners single-A affiliate, the Modesto Nuts, to the California League Championship. Mitch is being honored this week by donning a Major League uniform and sitting in the dugout with the Mariners and Scott Servais. So great things have happened for Mitch Canham, and well-deserved for one of the great leaders and young men ever to come through Oregon State. And Mitch says, well, when asked, you know, how much was Oregon State a part of your growth and development in life? Well, just listen.
Almost everything. From what they showed me when I was there, you know, to now. I mean, I go back and refer back to Coach Casey and Spence and Lee's a number of times. And I still, you know, watch how they're doing things now and how much they have grown, you know, with Yeski and with Bales there and Jinx and what they're doing now. It's you know, I use Oregon State as a high standard of what people should be doing. You know, I remember talking to Case. I talked to him several times throughout the year, you know, seeking advice and just trying to get insight on some things. But you know, I'd asked him long before. I said, you know, what was one thing that, you know, you wish you knew now, or knew then that you know now? And he's like, you know, rather than chasing wins and losses, I wish I just focused on the human being right off the bat, which is what he does now. And it leads to a ton of success. You know, so you focus on the things that you can control, and that's showing up to the field every day and giving it everything you got and caring about the people, rather than worrying about the wins and losses. Those things will happen. And you know, baseball is a funny game, an inch this way or that way, and the game can completely change. But if you show up with the same attitude, and you know, you have a great chance of success. And something that Case and Spence and Marty taught me, you know, and one of the big things that you know, Spence gave me was, I remember sitting on the mound inside Truax, and Spence came down and sat next to me and just put his arm on my shoulder and didn't even say anything. But the fact that he's like basically acknowledged that I was a human being and that I was there and that I mattered was all that, you know, made my day. And it reminded me to do the same thing when I'm around players, or not just players, anyone, is to acknowledge them and let them know that you care about them. And when you have a tight-knit group like that, everyone cares about one another and you love one another, good things will happen. You're fighting for each other to succeed in life. So everything that Oregon State, showed me when I was there, and even down, when I was taking drugs and sports class with Jess Lewis and Dr. Tricker, that was a huge part of my life, and has helped me become a public speaker as well and share my story with kids. So whether it's Case Spencer Lees or, Linda Johnson or Ardell Bailey or Jess Lewis, I owe a ton to, the Beaver family for making me the man I am today.
The man he is today, John, and that's what's so impressive in visiting with him. He had his kids in his car, his wife, Marlis. Marlis has traveled with Mitch through all these stops and playing professional ball and beginning his rise in the Mariners managerial system. But the man he is today is so impressive, and he's a living example of what Pat Casey and this baseball program has been all about.
Now, we wanted to get a national perspective on this story because it was huge in the world of baseball. Kendall Rogers joined us this week, and we talked with Kendall from D1Baseball.com to get his national perspective. Now, this is a guy who, again, is based out of Texas, but remembers it all well and remembered a lot of detail.
Well, I think the most incredible thing to me about the whole run, that whole run there in those 3 years is, the fact that if you look at the rosters of many of those teams, they're predominantly, Pacific Northwest kids. I mean, they were kids from, down the road in Philomath, up in Washington. They were all a lot of, kind of local grown area guys. And, I think when you look at programs, out in the West that have had success, I think you look at teams that are loaded with guys from California, and I think the most impressive thing to me is, those runs kind of vaulted, amateur baseball all over that area. I think when people kind of saw what Oregon State was doing, I think they obviously, it certainly helped the high school ranks in terms of, guys that wanted to play baseball. It certainly caused a program down the road there to all of a sudden want to start baseball because they saw what Oregon State was accomplishing on the diamond, and it had a huge impact. And I think when you look at the job that Pat Casey's done over the years, it's one thing to get Oregon State a program like that headed the right direction and to be a consistent postseason contender. It's a completely other situation to get them to Omaha. They're in 2005 and kind of set the stage and set the foundation for what has become one of the nation's premier powers. It's quite remarkable. And, you look back at the 06 and 07 teams, obviously the 2016 certainly was expected to do a little bit more in Omaha than the 2017. You look at that team with guys like Dallas Buck. It's kind of funny. I was just telling somebody the other day, when I was up there for the regional earlier this year, it's still amazing to me when you look at college baseball fans and kind of the camaraderie they have with their former players is, I'm sitting there with a radar gun at the regional early this year and, Dallas Buck's walking around the concourse and there's still people to this day, stopping him and thanking him for what he did for that program. So that kind of gives you an idea of the kind of the mark that group left. And of course you look at the 07 club, we were just talking about this last night and, this is a team that, going in the selection, selection weekend, I call it, where the committee gets together on Friday and they kind of go through everything on Friday and Saturday. And then by Sunday, they have the pairings put together. Oregon State was a team that at one point was not in the field at all. And, they also had some very prominent and loud voices. Marine Pat Murphy, Arizona State, obviously a close friend of Pat Casey. He's a guy that fought really hard to get Oregon State in the tournament. I still remember talking to Pat before selection Monday, and he kind of insinuated that OSU was probably the last team in the field, and it's one of those things, you get in the field and anything can happen. We saw it with Fresno State back in 08 with their magical run as a number 4 seed winning the national championship, and then you look at Oregon State there in 07 with that run. I think really, if you look at those two teams, for instance, obviously I think the Oregon State run was less expected because I think less unexpected, I'm sorry. Because I think when you look at that team, I think we all kind of thought that team throughout the whole season would end up being better than it was. And I think they just kind of waited to the end of the year to kind of gel and kind of come together.
Kendall, was it even a bigger surprise that Pat was able to not only pull that off, but keep that level of baseball really for the last 10 years?
It really is. I mean, especially when you look at the Oregon down the street starting baseball. I mean, when you look at adding competition to the region, you look at baseball in that part of the country right now, guys. I mean, Oregon started a program with a great facility. Washington's invested a lot of money in this facility. Gonzaga's invested money in this facility. I mean, not that these guys are a direct recruiting competitor, but even like a program like Portland is renovating its ballpark quite a bit. I mean, you can really argue that what Pat has accomplished up there at OSU has kind of changed the entire landscape of baseball in that region. I don't think that's a stretch at all. And so, it's been pretty impressive to see what that program is able to do. You look at what they did this year. Obviously last year, I think most of us felt like they should have been in the postseason. They fell just short. But, to build a perennial power in that part of the country and in just a small town in the middle of Oregon is really impressive. And, the thing that's been nice is that I think the way they've been able to establish that is not only are they getting homegrown talent now, but you look at the Nick Madrigals of the world. OSU is starting to go into other parts of the country, and they're building that national brand. That is a national brand. One of their stud commitments for I think it's maybe even 19 class, if I'm not mistaken, is a kid out of Minnesota that was down to TCU and Oregon State, and so that kind of or Wisconsin, one of those two states, and so that kind of gives you an idea of the reach that program has. I had this argument with somebody a while back that. Oregon State is no longer a regional program. It's a program that when you go to Louisiana or you go to Texas where I live, when you mention Oregon State baseball, people know exactly what you're talking about.
Kendall Rogers, final thought from him, and while we've enjoyed this trip down memory lane and always do, and even talk about the relevance of Beaver baseball on the national landscape, what does Kendall think about the season ahead for the Beavs, 2018?
Last year is last year, and I think when you look ahead to next year, I think this is a team that, despite losing Drew for the year to another surgery, I think when you look at getting guys like Bryce Fimmel back, Tyler, you look at Isert, you look just down the line offensively with Madrigal and guys like that. This team's going to be absolutely loaded yet again, and so it should be a lot of fun to see what these guys can do next year. I think right now. If I'm picking, I think for me, it's either Florida winning back-to-back championships or Oregon State winning another national championship.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a positive note to end on. Either Florida or Oregon State, that's Kendall Rogers. Again, from the national perspective, he's been writing for baseball for a long time, and it's good to hear.
One thing we know for sure, at least I believe we know, everybody says it, so it must be true. No way will you go 56-6 again. No way will you reel off 2 23-game winning streaks within the same season. Probably not. But if in the end you're the last one standing, that's even a better year.
Would it make you feel a little more comfortable not having that run, thinking, okay, you're saving a little for the end?
Well, and even this past season when the Beavs were heading down the stretch, Jim Wilson kind of said, you keep thinking, is this really happening? I know. It didn't even feel realistic to win that many games, 56-4 going into those final two games with LSU, just unbelievable.
Well, fall ball has started, and maybe later on with a new Beaver Sports podcast, we'll talk a little bit more baseball.
Excited about the next week's edition. Thanks for joining us this time around. Beaver Sports podcast powered by Learfield, Mike Parker and John Warren. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Oregon State Credit Union, serving Western and Central Oregon. Visit OregonStateCU.com. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. And by the Heat Pump Store, your local ductless heating and cooling experts. Join the ductless revolution. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.